Proclamation number 7808 of 26th of January, 1961. Love in just measure. Roman 1. 2. I'm bound by the law of eternal order. My being is perfect, and thus all qualities must be in me in the highest perfection, and this is the law of eternal order. A deviation from it would be equal to a state of deficiency, a reduction of perfection, which is completely unthinkable in my nature. Therefore I have to look at everything from this most perfect being of mine, and I myself could never deviate from what applies as the law of eternal order. And this is, love in just measure. Hence I cannot, out of, love, bestow beatitude upon my living creations which have degraded themselves, because then the just measure would be exceeded and I would violate my law of order, which, however, is impossible in view of my perfection. My love is truly so great that it would like to make all my creatures happy without limit. Yet the perfection of my nature also sets limits to my love and restrains its effect, otherwise love could also cause harm, because everything has to take effect according to law. And my law of order will always remain the same, it will never change because it is based on my supremely perfect nature. And thus you humans must regard everything as testifying to supreme wisdom and love, even if you yourselves are unable to recognize it in the events which affect yourselves or your fellow human beings, for everything is based on the law of eternal order. Nothing wrong can be done on my part, and even permissions only testify to my love and wisdom once their effects are recognized, which have rescinded a violation of the eternal order. And thus a state of suffering on earth can also be regarded as a proof of love on my part, who wants to help you but observes the law of eternal order, that love must have a just measure in order to testify to my supremely perfect nature. For I am also bound by the law of order, or also, this law emerged from my perfection which can never change. You humans don't know all correlations and therefore you often only judge purely humanly, whereas wonderful solutions will arise in the spiritual world once you have entered it and then you will look back with gratitude on your earthly life, the course of which has sometimes been incomprehensible to you. But then you will no longer be able to doubt one thing, my immense love. And then you will also know yourselves that the law of divine order can only be based on this love. And thus I was never able to redeem the original sin out of my love, but my justice also had to be atoned for, otherwise love would not have expressed itself in a just measure. All qualities are anchored in highest perfection with my nature, and they cannot be arbitrarily switched off if love wants to show itself unusually. This love also has its law within itself, and in order not to violate the law the man Jesus fulfilled the law by paying tribute to justice and redeeming the great guilt through his death on the cross. And I accepted this substitutionary atonement because my infinite love was able to participate in it without violating the law. It was love which now redeemed the guilt, for a being of light offered himself to walk the earth in a human being and to serve the eternal love as an abode. And this human being made atonement through immense suffering and torment, and the law was fulfilled. The eternal order was observed. I gave nothing of my perfection, and the souls redeemed through the death of the cross will one day recognize in the spiritual kingdom the immeasurable love I have for my living creations and that this love will never act against the law of divine order because this is impossible. Amen.